Trump planned to end this war in just a few hours. Then he said a few days, but now it's been going on for 2 full weeks, and it's playing out very differently from the 12-day conflict with the U.S. less than a year ago. This is a completely different kind of war, far more radical and brutal. It has already caused enormous losses for Iran, yet Iran is responding with remarkable strength. It refuses to give up, and most importantly, it refuses to sit down and negotiate with the aggressor. Iran keeps launching large-scale missile attacks on Israel day after day. From the limited information that gets through, information that is heavily censored in the West, it looks as though Israel is slowly being turned into something that resembles Gaza. Iranian missiles are breaking through the Iron Dome and reaching their targets. It's clear Iran has chosen a very smart and effective strategy. It closed the Strait of Hormuz. It has struck key economic and information centers across several Arab countries. It hit American embassy buildings, intelligence facilities, and critical energy sites. Right now, we can see obvious signs of panic inside the White House. Trump keeps changing his story several times a day. The whole plan started with one basic assumption, that Iran would quickly come to the table on American terms, admit defeat, and accept whatever the U.S. demanded. Today, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is basically in charge of the war effort. In my opinion, Iran is going to hold out until the very end. And if Iran really does stand firm to the end, nobody truly knows what the end will look like in this situation. Will Israel manage to survive another few months, or could it simply stop existing as a functioning state in the near future? We have already watched Israel reduce Gaza to complete ruins. In theory, it is entirely possible to do the same thing to Israel, especially now that more and more countries are being pulled into this conflict, either directly or indirectly. It's quite possible that in the next few days, Trump will step forward and announce, "I have won. America has delivered a crushing blow. Iran no longer exists. I wash my hands of this." And then everything will simply carry on as before. More bombings of Israel, more explosions at new military bases. In this kind of hallucinatory reality, someone can declare victory while Europe is left to clean up the mess.